It was like this, sir. That night, Monsieur Maniera and his lady, the jewelers in the Rue Mogador, were sitting in the front of the box, with their great friend, Monsieur Isidore Sack, sitting behind Madame Maniera. Mephistopheles was singing. Mame Giry here burst into song herself. Caterina, while you play at sleeping. And then Monsieur Maniera heard a voice in his right ear, his wife was on his left, saying, "Ha-ha, Julie's not playing at sleeping." His wife happened to be called Julie. So Monsieur Maniera turns to the right to see who was talking to him like that. Nobody there. He rubs his ear and asks himself if he's dreaming. Then Mephistopheles went on with his serenade. But perhaps I'm boring you, gentlemen. No, no, go on. You are too good, gentlemen, with a smirk. Well, then, Mephistopheles went on with his serenade. Mame Giry burst into song again. Saint, unclose thy portals holy and accord the bliss to a mortal bending lowly of a pardon kiss. And then Monsieur Maniera again hears the voice in his right ear, saying this time, "Ha-ha, Julie wouldn't mind according a kiss to Isidore." Then he turns round again, but this time to the left, and what do you think he sees? Isidore, who had taken his lady's hand and was covering it with kisses through the little round place in the glove, like this gentleman. Rapturously kissing the bit of palm left bare in the middle of her thread gloves. Then they had a lively time between them. Bang, bang! Monsieur Maniera, who was big and strong, like you, Monsieur Richard, gave two blows to Monsieur Isidore Sack, who was small and weak, like Monsieur Moncharmin, saving his presence. There was a great uproar. People in the house shouted, "That will do! Stop them! He'll kill him!" Then at last, Monsieur Isidore Sack managed to run away. "Then the ghost had not broken his leg?" asked Monsieur Moncharmin, a little vexed that his figure had made so little impression on Mame Giry. "He did break it for him, sir," replied Mame Giry haughtily. "He broke it for him on the grand staircase, which he ran down too fast, sir, and it will be long before the poor gentleman will be able to go up it again." "Did the ghost tell you what he said in Monsieur Maniera's right ear?" asked Monsieur Moncharmin, with a gravity which he thought exceedingly humorous. "No, sir, it was Monsieur Maniera himself, so—" "But you have spoken to the ghost, my good lady." "As I'm speaking to you now, my good sir," Mame Giry replied. "And when the ghost speaks to you, what does he say?" "Well, he tells me to bring him a footstool." This time Richard burst out laughing, as did Moncharmin and Rémy, the secretary. Only the inspector, warned by experience, was careful not to laugh, while Mame Giry ventured to adopt an attitude that was positively threatening.